So needless to say, a lot of the meetings right now that were once face-to-face are now in more of a virtual format. Zoom meetings, online, etc. And in fact, it's kind of interesting. I've been putting together a lot of polls on the different social media platforms, over on Twitter, over on LinkedIn. I've been having a lot of discussions in my sales playbook group over on Facebook, which if you haven't joined, come join us. You're more than welcome. And what I'm finding is that it's about 70% of the meetings that are held today, at least amongst the people that I'm polling, are now in an online type of format versus face-to-face, right? So that's pretty substantial. Now, one of the things that I've personally noticed as we dig down even deeper is that for the last year and a half, obviously, I've been doing a lot more Zoom meetings and everything else. And I'm not the only one who's obviously doing a lot more of these meetings. A lot more decision makers are doing a lot. And I want you to realize something, that the decision makers that we're dealing with, the C-level especially, they're getting hit from two different fronts as far as Zoom meetings and virtual type of meetings. They're getting it internally. Right? So there's a lot more internal meetings because people are working remotely. And I don't know what the hell it is, I think, to kind of compensate, or at least in an attempt to compensate for the lack of face-to-face. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm not here to complain. But certainly, I think we're overcompensating in many cases with the amount of Zoom meetings that we've been having and the amount of camera on type of scenarios, right? Hell of a lot more than you know, we used to have or we used to having. So they have that, but then they have all the meetings that they would have face-to-face now also going into that virtual type of format. And here's what I've been noticing. And what I've been noticing, in a way, for me, has been a good thing. But I think for many sales reps, it's a bad thing. So let me tell you what I've been noticing. I've been noticing that many of the participants of these virtual meetings, virtual demos, etc., they're almost predisposed to consume information. And it's the reason why it's a good thing for me is because I've been really getting some positive feedback from the people that I'm having these meetings with because they went in prepared to be lectured to, spoken at, to, you know, have somebody ramble on, as opposed to having a discussion and a collaborative type of, you know, vibe in that meeting. Now, what I think happens with a lot of sales reps is that they also have become accustomed to the participants being predisposed to consuming information. And guess what the sales reps usually do? Again, they kind of reinforce the whole thing by lecturing and rambling and talking at the participants instead of making it more of a discussion. So I have a very simple assignment that I want you to do, and there's two parts to it. The first part, the best way to do this, yes, you could do it right now while it's kind of fresh on the brain and everything. If you're in a quiet environment, then definitely do it now and you have the time. But otherwise, do what I do and carve aside some quiet thinking time. I live in a quiet neighborhood, so at nighttime, I say nighttime, but after dinner, I usually like to mosey on into the backyard of Casa de Castain, some really good music in the earbuds, an adult beverage, and a cigar, if you will. And I just like to kind of think quietly and ponder some of these things. And if you're able to do that, you don't have to have the cigar and the adult beverage. I think the music is important, but you know, that's just me. I'm a rocker. What can I tell you? Guilty. I know when you see my 56-year-old bald, fat, old ass, you're thinking, yeah, he's a rocker. Castain can rock. But no, but seriously, I want you to ponder the following question. in what ways can you make your meetings and demos more of a discussion, and ideally have it take on more of a collaborative vibe versus a one-way lecture? Let me run that back to you again. In what ways can you make your meetings and demos more of a discussion, and ideally have it take on more of a collaborative vibe versus that one-way lecture? So that's part one of the exercise, right? And don't half-ass this exercise. Whole-ass it, damn ass, you know, damn it. Seriously, man, no one-cheek sneak here, man. You got to go all in and do this. Really talking about just a few minutes, and if all your meetings, or the vast majority of your meetings now, are online, I think it's worthy of your attention. We got to, you know, we're humble students of sales here. We got to get better. So that's part one. Part two, if you're a sales rep, go to your boss after you do this, this little exercise, and ask if maybe the whole team could do it live, as opposed to dead, man. Dead people are a freaking bore, man. But do it live in the next sales meeting. Everybody kind of ponders it. And just, you brainstorm it as a team. And this way you get the collaborative brain power of your entire sales team, right? Unless, of course, you work with idiots and probably wouldn't be productive. But I'm assuming you got a couple of smart people on the team, then you should definitely do this. And if you're a sales leader listening to this, I think this would be an ideal thing for you to have everybody in your meeting do. You could have them just kind of, you know, ponder the question in silence and then share their thoughts in a group brainstorm. So that's really all I have for you. But also, too, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about this whole topic of how to make our virtual meetings more productive and certainly just turn it into more of a discussion and a more collaborative type of event versus this lecture, versus those crickets in the meeting, versus those blank stares on the screen. And the ones, there's some people, too, that don't even hide the fact that they're multitasking, damn it. Right? So we're going to be talking about this tomorrow. And let me tell you, oh, in fact, the name of the webinar that we're going to be doing tomorrow being August 12th, 2021. Now, before I tell you what we're going to be sharing, right now you might be thinking, Castain, you're killing me, bro. You know, I'd love to go, but on Thursdays, especially the 12th, man, I'm getting my back waxed. I can't do it. Come on, man. So whatever your excuse is, doesn't that necessarily be getting you back waxed, but if you can't join us live tomorrow, I want you to sign up anyway. And then what I'm going to do later in the day tomorrow on August 12th, or if you're listening to this and all of a sudden, oh shit, this is like November, I missed it. Castain, I missed it, man. I only just started listening to you. No problem. I got you covered. Sign up anyway, because what I'm going to do is tomorrow, on August 12th in the afternoon, I'm sending out the webinar replay. And then within a few days, I'm going to have this all set up so that it's all going to be automated, so that the minute you sign up for it, obviously the webinar will have taken place. You can download it instantly. But either way, guys, if you choose not to do this, let me tell you what you're about to miss out on. We're going to talk about two ways to dramatically reduce no-shows and reschedules. And I think it's kind of a good place to start, because we could share the best information in the world for you on how you can rock the hell out of these meetings. But if nobody shows up and if they're constantly being rescheduled, well, it's useless. We're going to talk about, I'm going to share two ways to kind of put forth your expertise before, during, and after your meeting. A lot of sales reps forget the fact that people buy you first before the solution and before the company. So we've got to help you make that sale first. That's the first sale that gets made, by the way. And it's not just a rapport thing. Like, oh, they like me. Well, screw all that, because liking you doesn't pay their bills. Liking you doesn't fix the widget, right? So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to share with you the four types of meeting participants, but more importantly, how you can adapt your demo and your meetings to impact them individually. We're going to talk about how you can take charge of your meetings within the first few seconds and set that collaborative, interactive tone. We're also going to go cannonball into the pool here. We're going to talk about two ways to avoid death by PowerPoint. 5 ways to boost engagement and avoid those crickets. Come on, fess up, everybody. How many times have you had a situation where you're like, any questions? And nothing. And it's even worse than it was a conference call because you get to see everybody's ugly freaking face just staring at you like you're an imbecile. And they're just looking at you. And they, don't mind me. I'm just a jackass here that can't get anybody talking in my damn meetings, right? Or you ask them, hey, does that make sense? Which is an awful question, by the way. And I hope you don't ask that question. And then people just blank staring at you. Or worse yet, like I said before, you see them. They are visibly multitasking and not listening to you. Hey, thanks. I'm only an idiot here, right? Don't pay attention to me. We're going to talk about how to get back on point when participants go off topic, because this may come as a shock to you if you don't handle it the right way. You ready for this? You can come across as a bit of a dick. So we want to kind of avoid any kind of behavior that can have us labeled as dickish. But last but not least, I'm going to talk about 10 ways for you to boost your credibility. And you ready for this? Silence the skeptics. And there's a lot of them out there right now. There's a lot of skeptics out there, whether you want to admit this or not. And here's why. They just had, most of them, unless they're in an industry that absolutely thrived during the pandemic, most of these people are still licking their wounds. They're scared. They laid off people. So they've got to be careful. They cannot afford to make a mistake. So we're going to talk about how we can put them at ease. And we can get that deal across the finish line. And ladies and gentlemen, being that this is August, man, we're going to blink. And it's going to be year-end in December. So we want to really pick up that pace right now. If you'd like to learn more, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to push you on this one. You got to snap it up because the webinar is going to be tomorrow. And you absolutely should be there with us learning and hanging out. And it's great, too, because a lot of fantastic questions come from the audience. We have over 300 people that are signed up for this tomorrow. So I know that the energy is going to be awesome. So if you'd like to come join us or at least like to learn more, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthemeeting. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthemeeting.